The state is responding to a blowout from an exploratory well on the North Slope. The Spanish company Repsol was in the early phase of drilling a well this morning when they encountered an unexpected gas kick. That means gas started flowing up the well. The state says no one was injured in the incident. Kathy Forrester is the engineering commissioner for the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. She says the safety equipment did its job.
When you're drilling the surface hole in a well, you can't use a blowout preventer because there's no pipe to attach the blowout preventer to. So you have to use a diverter. And a diverter doesn't allow you to shut the well in. It just diverts flow away from the people in the rig. And this diverter did exactly what it was supposed to do.
The blowout sent about 30 to 40 barrels of drilling mud out of the well and onto the drilling platform, according to the state. Gas is still flowing from the well. Forrester says Repsol shut down the rig because the wind was blowing the gas back toward the drilling pad. Repsol is contracting with a company called Wild Well Control out of Texas that specializes in controlling blowouts. Forrester says it's not ideal that Repsol lost control of the well, but the potential for significant environmental damage is very small.
And it will have caused some raised blood pressure and some extra expenditure and some delay of time. And, you know, in best case scenario, it will have startled a few people, made them spend a little extra money, and then they go back to work.
Forrester says it's been almost two decades since a similar accident happened on the North Slope. She says Repsol was required to complete a comprehensive shallow survey of the geology before drilling to look for potential hazards.
Our technical staff looked at it, analyzed it, I reviewed it, and our geologic commissioner looked at it as well. So it had quite a few eyes on it, and none of us identified shallow hazards. So that all that shows is that you can't predict everything.
Environmental groups say that fact should convince the state to proceed cautiously into new drilling areas. Lois Epstein is Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society. She says the state is lucky the blowout involved gas and not oil, and the accident is a reminder that drilling wells is risky.
This is a very dirty, complex business, and because that's the reality, it's incredibly important to protect sensitive areas and not have them subject to drilling.
Epstein says if a large-scale version of the Repsol accident happened offshore in Alaska, it would be disastrous for marine life. The Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission already has a field inspector on scene. The Department of Environmental Conservation expects to have someone there tomorrow.